Hi, good afternoon. My name is CJ. I'm calling back from Archtop Fiber as your requested callback.
Oh, thank you. I've been trying to find out why no one got back to me about setting up a time
Oh,
for the.
okay. Well, let me go ahead and take a look at your service address, please, and I'll be able to find that out for you.
Okay. It's 45 Patriots Place in Kingston.
Okay, and your name, please?
Teresa Funicello.
Okay, perfect. And what is the best phone number in the event that we do need to reach you, please?
This number?
Which is.
Oh, 845-389-0189.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. Okay, and I'm taking a look to see. It seems that your in-service date changed to February 15th.
I'm sorry, February 8th. I can't, I won't be here in February.
No, that's okay, because we can make a note in the account that you won't be present or available in February. Do you know approximately when you'll be back?
April.
April? Okay. Okay, I can put that in the note, and that way I can. Go ahead and make sure that you are not reached out to until you are back. Do you know when approximately in April?
The beginning of April.
Okay.
Can you tell me why no one ever called me to tell me when this was scheduled for? I was told someone would call me.
Yes, typically we receive the notice to give you a call once the in-service date has arrived. So I do apologize that nobody reached out to you with regards to the change of in-service date.
Change? What change? Thanks
Essentially
for
got
not.
pushed back.
Well, no one gave me a service date. That's what I'm saying. Why did they not give me a service date?
They should have been able to let you know.
And I tried to call multiple times and no one ever called me back either. You're the first that person that's actually called me back.
Okay,
It's
and I do
not
apologize for that.
well, I understand that you're going to be nice about it, but what I'm saying is it doesn't give me a lot of comfort, let's say, that you're going to be a reliable business.
And I understand that, but typically we do always answer as we do automatically answer. Our lines are 24/7. So we do always have somebody able to answer the lines.
Okay.
And then the
Well, I just
callback,
want
such
to
as the callback
feel
that I
like this is.
placed today, is automatic as well.
Well, that's good because it didn't work last time. Okay, thanks.
I can definitely make a note of it and let them know to double check it just to make sure that everything is working properly. But with the automatic callback that you did request, it did seem to work today. So, but.
Irrespective of that, you told me just a few minutes ago that you had that I was scheduled for an appointment. How can they schedule it without consulting me?
No, I said your in-service date. What happens is that once the in-service date, which is the date that makes it available for service, allows us to be able to schedule you, we call you first before getting you scheduled because we want to make sure that everything is set for
When were
you.
you? When were you? When was someone going to call me?
Typically, we get a list to let us know that on February 15th that we are able to get you scheduled. So, since your in-service date shows us February 15th, we call when it's available so that we are able to get you scheduled.
All right, whatever.
I do
Thanks.
apologize for any confusion.
It wasn't confusing on my part. You didn't call me. I was told I was going to get a call within a week or two. All
Yes,
right,
but we
thanks.
did run into a few
Bye.
construction delays, so unfortunately it did push a
Sure.
bunch of customers back, and I do apologize for that.
Yeah, sure. Okay, thanks. Bye.